What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app. And take Boston Sports Original everywhere you go.
You're listening to Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
You see the dedication from him that you hoped to when you signed him?
Yeah, I think this goes without saying that we would love every player to be here and during the voluntary portion of the offseason. Right? I think that we can all agree on that. That doesn't always happen for multiple reasons, but I would say that his time here, that I've been able to be around him, and that our coaches, and he's learning. I think he's rehabbing. He's one of those players that's on a different plan, so he's going back and forth from different tempos to rehab. And we'll be tight in there today. So the last time we were inside, I don't think you guys were there, other than the rookies. But the offense would run a play, and then the receivers that were working on their own would are kind of running, and there'll be a lot of action, and so then they don't have a defense, but then now the other offense and defense are in a huddle, and then they run another play, and then you'll see Jalen and Diggs, I would imagine, if that looks like it did before. So I just go by what I see. I think those players are all working. And
Mike Vrabel earlier today, just in case you thought he was over Steph Diggs partying on a boat, and I thought he would be. The way that answer started, I'm like, oh, he's scoffing at the question.
Right.
Diggs is here. Like, why are you still even asking me about that? And no, he engaged. He's like, look, we obviously want people here. Doesn't always work out that way. Yeah. And that was a direct shot at Diggs and, I think to a lesser degree, Carlton Davis. So interesting today from Mike Vrabel as day two mandatory minicamp rolls on in Foxborough. In fact, it's the final day of minicamp, which I don't have an issue with cutting it after 2 days necessarily in a vacuum. Yeah. I do have an issue with before you even have your first day.
Announcing that
yeah. We're not going to have one on Wednesday. It's not like the public's driving down there. The public can't go to this. Training camp is different. Training camp, there's an element of the public is allowed there. Maybe people are making plans and trips and things like that. If you're put in good work after 2 days and you give the guys the third day off or do what Bill used to do, hey, we're going to have an offensive lineman catch a punt or whatever so we can give the guys tomorrow off.
Yeah, right.
Do something dumb like that. But before you even start to give them Wednesday off, I would have ripped Mayo for it. I would have ripped Bill for it. I don't like that Vrabel did that.
It's also kind of contradictory if you're like, I wish everybody was there for all the stuff. And then it's like, now you have a mandatory day tomorrow.
Great point.
Steph Diggs and Carlton Davis could have been like, we'd be there tomorrow.
Are you working or are you not?
Yeah.
Good point.
Yeah.
I am here for the mandatory stuff, and now you're giving me a day off? Great point.
It's a little odd. But, I mean, it is a long way out. I mean, and those guys know how much they got done, how much they were looking to get done versus how much they actually did accomplish. And maybe it is a little bit of the, I'm with you, maybe like, have them do something so they feel like it was a reward. But there also is a little bit of a, hey, like, you guys are working hard. We want you to work hard. We're not going to, kill you out there. Like, it's a long way to go. We think we're in a good spot. and we'll reconvene whenever that is, a few weeks away from, or a month from now. Or what was he say, 5 weeks?
Yeah.
5 weeks, we'll see you.
I just find it interesting that he didn't brush it off and wasn't like,
No, he was
he's
here
and we're not worried
about
it. Yeah, so that to me is, again, interesting. It doesn't mean Diggs is about to get cut or anything like that, but Vrabel's clearly not over it.
And Diggs is also the face of that. And, you know, we talked about Carlton Davis, but there were others. You know, we didn't take full attendance of guys that weren't at the, that missed those voluntary days, but Vrabel knows who it is, and so those guys that missed him know who it is, so they know how he feels.
The other thing that picked up a lot of steam on social media, and this is back and forth with Curran asked him about, are there roster weaknesses, and he says, well, you could say for every position we're looking to upgrade on the roster, always want to do that, want to make it more competitive. Curran followed up about monitoring individual situations, ain't mentioned anybody by name, but he's clearly asking about Trey Hendrickson, who's not at Bengals minicamp. Or he's asking about T.J. Watt, who's not at Steelers minicamp. I don't think they'd be interested in Jonnu Smith, who's not there. Maybe McLaurin is another one who has a contract dispute in Washington. And Vrabel said, we have to monitor it. You want to acquire good players, good people. I don't know what those situations are throughout the league, but we're going to monitor it. And that's the gist of what he said. I think people are taking that as like, ooh.
Yeah, I don't know.
The Patriots are about to make a move?
It's wishful thinking.
I hope they do. I would love for them to trade for McLaurin or Watt or Hendrickson. Hell, trade for all three. I'd sign off on every single one of them. I don't think Vrabel's answer told you that. In fact, no. I think it was a non-answer.
Yeah, I mean, every team right now has give or take 90 players. There's going to be a lot of roster changes, including, like, you know, high-end guys. Sure, there might be contract disputes and maybe trades or whatever. But there's going to be a lot of roster movement. So nobody on any of the teams is like, we're good. Like, how do you like your roster?
Right. Perfect. Saying we're looking to upgrade, we're always looking to upgrade our roster, to me,
you should say that week five.
Of course.
You should be saying that all the time. You even say that post-deadline, just because you never know if somebody gets cut or, like, you're always saying that. That is as kind of cliche, easy an answer as there is.
Well, imagine how ridiculous he'd sound if he was like, yeah, no, we're happy with our roster.
Yeah, like, team's loaded. You guys see the guys we got? We're across the board, we're in good shape.
The only Pro Bowler, Landry snuck onto a Pro Bowl. About to say the only Pro Bowler they even added this offseason is Diggs, and he's hurt and probably won't be ready week one.
Yeah.
Or I'm fearful. He might be ready week one. Yeah, maybe he might be.
I mean, he hasn't done the competitive stuff yet, but he's done maybe more than I would have guessed if you were just like, hey, they got a guy tore his ACL on Halloween. Is he going to be back? You're like, if he's back for the regular season, I don't know what he'd be running around doing stuff with no knee brace on. So he's at least doing that stuff. So that's still very much TBD.
Real quick, because I want to clean this up, and then we'll get some of your Red Sox phone calls, and you can weigh in on the Pats as well, 617-779-7937. When we were talking about Marchand, there were a bunch of texts. Where are all the folks that said the Bruins should trade Brad Marchand? Marchand is the third line's leading scorer. Do they mean third leading scorer on Florida? Everyone who said trade him and he's not a good leader? Really? All the people questioning him are hiding.
Not hiding.
He's also not the leader in Florida. He's not even close to the leader in Florida. I don't know what this has to do with his leadership.
Yeah.
The fact that he doesn't have to be the leader frees him up to play the way he's playing in Florida would be my argument. So I don't think this is proof of his leadership at all, but
I also didn't feel like they were going to re-sign him, and you just would have missed the playoffs with him on the roster, and then he would have walked away, and you would have gotten nothing for him.
The Bruins were 1,000% right to trade him.
Yeah.
I'm not hiding from that. Marchand's playing awesome, and the Bruins were right to trade him. Well, I don't see how that's inconsistent at all.
Yeah, I don't know.
You just said it. They were going to lose him for nothing. I saw Mike Grinnell, who I think used to work here at one point in time. He's the producer for Spittin' Chiclets.
Yep.
He's like, oh, everybody, where's everybody saying, mocking me for saying the Bruins didn't get enough for Marchand? And like,
In real time, I thought the same thing. Like, but I didn't think they were going to get a haul, but I thought they were going to get like a real first round pick and maybe like a third. I didn't think it was going to be a conditional two, but whatever.
And it conveyed to a first rounder, and it's 2028. So, like, right, if you want to nitpick it, should they get a first rounder this year?
That's
maybe. I guess that's fine.
Yeah.
But in general, you should be mad at Marchand.
Some of them were situations I really hadn't been in before and didn't. I wouldn't say I dealt with them great.
No.
That's Brad Marchand saying he's a bad leader.
I mean, you can be mad at, I guess, Sweeney for that, because the guys he traded prior to Marchand also led you in a direction where you're like,
thinking,
oh, if they
you
got
were
that for him,
up.
Like, oh, you're going to do pretty well here, and then you didn't.
But here's the thing. Marchand limited their trade market. I think because
he picked Florida and they sent him to where he wanted to go.
Bad blood, and he poisoned the well, and he turned down other trades to the Western Conference, and it's his right, but he used his no movement clause. So I think he kind of handcuffed him, and they got the best they could for the only team Marchand would sign off on that was interested in him. So be mad at Marchand if you think they didn't get enough. 617-779-7937. You can weigh in there. Let's go to Rick in the car. Hello, Rick.
Yeah, gentlemen, how are you? Good afternoon. I'm just puzzled by last night with that Zach Kelly situation. First of all, is Whit Rock injured?
No, but he had pitched the day prior, right? I don't think he's hurt. How many times did he pitch prior?
Two batters.
Say it again?
He pitched two batters the game before.
Okay.
So, listen, it's Whit Kelly.
Whitlock's also been terrible.
Yeah.
He has been. I agree with you on that. But Zach Kelly, hey, can you be any worse than him?
No,
Whitlock greater than Kelly. Yeah, we'll give you that. Yep.
Brother, so listen, the second and third two outs in first base open, I don't care if Arand is up. Ready? You can't walk him. Kelly's throwing, is walking guys regularly. You can't trust his control with the bases loaded two outs. And what's he do?
Okay.
Caballero.
So,
he walks them in.
So, what? Well, no. Caminaro. They had Caballero and Caminaro, which is confusing.
And they also have Low and Lau. Confusing as hell.
Great point. So, or
batting back to back.
It's too much. Low and Lau.
He's right. Whitlock only pitched one game in the Yankee series, and he only faced two batters.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry. Three batters, walk, hit, in and out. I don't think Whitlock's been good, but you're right to say that Whitlock over Zach Kelly.
What was Caminero at that point? Oh, like 0 for 5?
He was 0 for 5.
Yeah.
Now, so Cora played the righty-lefty thing where they put Aranda on first. He's right. He was second and third with two outs, and they walked Aranda to go to first. They pitched to Caminero, who was 0 for 5. Caminero took a couple of real borderline pitches. Kelly was upset. They were both balls. Now, I get, in retrospect, if you're angry with the way the bottom of the 11th was handled, because the home plate umpire missed a very clear ball. He called it a strike to Romy Gonzalez. Cora got ejected. Gonzalez is bitching about it. But at the time, he didn't know that. Kelly was losing his mind. He was walking off the mound thinking he had strikes. Were you okay with that decision? Because Lou in real time was critical of that decision. He's like, I don't know if you can walk the bases loaded here when you have a guy on the mound who can't throw strikes in Zach Kelly.
Yeah, I mean, no. I guess it's revisionist history for me because Aranda is a tougher out. He was a tougher out. He's been a tougher out all season. He's hitting like 323 or whatever, and he already had a couple of hits in the game, so I would have taken my chances with the guy who was 0 for 5. Like, you're going to have to throw strikes, obviously, but...
That was righty-righty, and Aranda's the lefty, right?
So, I mean, I think I would have done the same. I think where you're let down, though, is, like, to the caller's point, like, just Zach Kelly's not the right guy. So maybe what you're trying to say is maybe you have to change your philosophy based on like how the guy's pitching, but you're already out there. You're already in like the deep end, and you got this guy trying to, you know, keep the game going for you. But he's a tougher out. If it's one thing if it was like, you know, did you walk the number 8 or 9 hitter? No, don't load the bases. No. You walk one of their better hitters.
Yeah.
So I think I would have done the same thing.
Bob is in Londonderry. Hello, Bob.
Hey, I enjoyed the show. How are you guys doing today?
Thank you. We're excellent.
You know, I I call you guys, and I'm always on the negative side, but I call it the real side. Can I ask you, how come prior to the guy coming in yesterday, all you talked about was this guy hitting home runs 2 miles long and all this? He comes up, he has his chance, and how come, not him, how come anybody we get can never, ever do anything at the moment? So, like, today, you guys might be saying, what a night he had. And I realize it's his first, but how come nobody can ever pull a Mickey Mantle and do something good? Never happens. Never.
Never.
Nobody ever does anything good, is your take?
He scored 3 runs in the bottom of the ninth.
No, he's
2 runs.
I think he means in their debut, I think he
wanted Roman Anthony to go like 4 for 4 with 4 dingers.
I mean, I would have taken that.
I would have taken that, too.
And look,
maybe twice tonight.
Anthony, yeah, and we saw this
smoked that one ball, though.
Okay, we saw this with Marcelo Meyer. And I think that one, Meyer looked lost at the plate in his debut. He got rushed up in between a doubleheader.
Good looks at it.
He did not look good in his first game.
It's all right.
Then he had what? Certainly a hit in the next game. I'm trying. Was it a couple of hits the next game?
I mean, they can't all be Lou Maloney where you had a home run your first game in Fenway.
Thank you. Well, I was going to say. So, like, what would we rather have? You know, Anthony to have a good career or a good first game. But when it comes to Anthony last night, very poised at the plate. I thought he looked fine at the plate. He looked patient. He already has more RBIs than Connor Wong.
He does.
He ripped one 111 back at the pitcher.
Smoked it right out the box.
I think that, was it his third at bat where he struck out on 4 pitches? Like, that was rough. That was lefty on lefty. That didn't look right.
Drew a good walk.
He drew a good walk.
Yeah.
He drove in a run. So. He smoked one 111. I think at the plate he looked fine. My criticism for him.
A little bit of a miscue there. Misplayed that ball
in the field for Roman Anthony.
Really played that one off to the side.
Where he played it off to the side. I want to get on Cora for playing him in right field, but.
Ball might have been moist.
Maybe just. Yeah, I want to get on the weather.
Yeah.
But really the one to blame there is Roman Anthony for overrunning that and almost playing. He's lucky he didn't get played into a little league home run.
Yeah, but like what did you want? If Willy Abreu can't go, like does the caller want them to go to like
he wanted 4-for-4 Nicholas with 4 John home runs. Sogard? What do you mean? What did he want? Yeah, what did he want? That's what he wanted.
Roman Anthony's up, and let's hopefully he stays in the lineup and they play him. They don't just run away from him at different opportunities. They did pinch hit for him, but he'd already gotten like a full game pretty much in.
Somebody's complaining on the text line about Rafaela missing cutoff men. Did you notice?
Oh, he just like chucks it, doesn't he?
Okay, he does.
Does he have any idea where it's going?
Well, I think he just kind of.
He's like, up the line!
I think he kind of is a little clueless in general. Did you see him last night? He thought he scored the winning run.
Yeah.
You see
he
that?
He threw his helmet in the air.
He threw his helmet in the air, crossing home plate. He thought he scored the winning run. It was the tying run.
Yeah. Which was a big run. It was,
but he quickly caught it and realized he's like, no one's running out here to celebrate with me. What the hell's going
on?
He
runs onto the field. Yeah. He's like, who's chasing me?
He's like they're treating me like Tristan Casas after a walk-off. What's going on? Why does everybody hate me? And he's like, ooh, tie game. And he put his helmet on and ran into the
dugout. I would say situationally, they're not the best managed team.
No.
They don't understand the rules of a infield fly.
No,
they don't understand the score.
I would think best managed at some point, Keith. We used to give Bill Belichick all this credit for situational football. They know every little rule. Yeah. So if we're going to give Bill, I know it's a different sport, but if we're going to give Bill credit for that, which I think was, in retrospect, overrated, I think Brady bailed him out on a lot of those spots.
Probably.
But okay, so a coach can get you ready situationally. What do you say when they're clueless situationally like they were on the infield fly last night?
That's, I don't know.
That's just no reflection whatsoever on
it's
Cora?
It's got nothing to do with him. It's the pitching coach.
How about when the guy constantly misses the cutoff man or doesn't know the score?
Just chucks it.
Or they just run into outs over and over and over again. None of that's on the manager. I guess none of that's on the manager.
No.
None of it.
He's really out of his control. But, he doesn't really do much.
But when he has a pushes a good button and pinch hits Romy Gonzalez from Marcelo Meyer, Jared Carrabas
he's
gets to crow about it on Twitter and be like, oh, everybody who wants to fire Cora is a moron.
Right.
Okay. That's how that works.
Dumbs.
So when Cora does something good, credit. When something bad happens, not his fault.
Pretty much how it's been for the last 4 years.
That's the way it works with Alex Cora.
Yeah.
Good. Okay.
Four games under 500.
617-779-7937. People are really defending Marchand.
Defending him for what?
Marchand is obviously a leader in Florida. They've won a cup without him.
There's literally the same roster won it last year.
Yeah. Like they had,
they needed him to push him over the top.
They
had
tons of leadership.
Yeah, they won.
Tons of leadership, and he is not a part of their leadership. Now he's fit right in, and he's playing very well.
He's a great addition,
but
nobody's arguing that.
And look, I was a huge defender of Marchand being the captain on this team. I was like, he is the one who should get the C on his jersey. He should be that guy, and it turns out he's not cut out for it. And so Marchand is properly slotted on a talented team where he doesn't have to be the leader. And you're seeing him play well because of it.
Yeah. I mean,
but, Keith, you were right to pick up on this. Sweeney said it in his introductory press conference. He's like, we need to get back to...
change the culture and the communication.
Yeah, let me get the exact... We need to get back to being committed to our culture, and we need to be better at that.
Yeah.
Like, who else...
The thing was a mess in there.
Who else is he talking about besides the leadership on this team, which Marchand, until the trade deadline, he was the leader of the team.
I mean, you fired two coaches, you traded your captain, you traded several other players. Like, you tried to gut the thing, basically. So, yeah, it was not going great for several months.
617-779-7937. You can jump in line for WEEI Afternoons. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. I'm pretty sure you got Ted as well, though I think he's in Foxborough. So stay tuned for that. It comes your way at 2 o'clock. I will get you the clip du jour and right after trending with Billy Lanny. It's time for Grab Bag.
Grab Bag. Jones and Keith. Beautiful.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending is brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork and Roman Anthony's MLB debut last night.
The Red Sox fell 10-8 to the Rays in extra innings. Anthony went 0-4 with an RBI. The series continues tonight. First pitch is at 7:10. You can hear the call of the game with Will Fleming and Will Middlebrooks right here on 93.7. And across the Shaw's and Style Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw is perfecting the art of fresh. Lucas Giolito gets a start for the Sox against the Rays, Ryan Pepio. Don't forget to tune into the MassMutual Red Sox pregame show at Christian Arcand at 6:10. In the Stanley Cup final, the Panthers went up 2-1 on the Oilers in last night's 6-1 win in Florida. Game 4 is Thursday night. And the NBA Finals will pick back up tomorrow night. It's Game 3 between the Thunder and the Pacers. That series is tied at a game apiece. Contractors, builders, and homeowners, visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential, remodeling, or commercial building materials and supplies. Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Watch us, love us. Just follow WEEI on Twitch. Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag.
Certainly is. Time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. No Stanley Cup final game tonight. Of course, Brad Marchand and the Panthers won last night, so they're up 2-1 in the series. And no NBA finals tonight. They have an extra day off to travel to Indiana for game 3. So Pacers, Thunder tied at 1. That series will resume tomorrow, but you have an off night in both of the championship series.
Yeah. Not you would think by design for these leagues, but and the NBA gets a lot of flack for dragging things out. The Stanley Cup will sneaky do it as well, all of a sudden it feels like a long layoff in the middle of that series, and for two that are not doing very well, ratings-wise?
No. You got to be pretty passionate fans of both.
I'd imagine being in people's faces a little more instead of being in the back of their minds would be advantageous.
Grab bag.
But fear not, sports fans, as there is a Boston Red Sox game. They're taking on the Tampa Bay Rays tonight, and Lucas Giolito will be on the hill. Last time we saw Giolito, he threw batting
practice.
Pretty
good, right?
No, he threw BP, I think, was it the Angels?
Yep.
He got slugged around. I mean, those balls were roped.
I did bet a Yandy Diaz home run today. Is that a sucker's bet or a buying opportunity?
Probably a buying opportunity.
Ooh,
Giolito, known to get the long ball.
I need to know the number. What's the number?
I think it was like, when I did it this morning, plus 550.
Ooh, that's nice.
That is pretty nice.
That's some juice.
Does the weather impact you at all, though?
Yeah, it was
Giolito doesn't matter.
But the Giolito game was warm, wasn't it? When he got shelled, it was pretty warm.
Yeah.
Today it's gonna be like in the mid 60s.
It's gross out there.
Yeah. So, Giolito's 6.42 ERA will be on the mound versus Ryan Pepiot?
Pepio. Yeah.
Pepio.
I think.
Sure.
I don't know. It's a good question.
Three two ERA.
Tune in tonight and find out.
Those guys will be all over it.
To answer Nick's question, 6.40-something ERA for Giolito, that's probably a buying opportunity.
He gives up a few long balls in his day as well. So, I like it.
Grab them bags. It's easy because your bag's beautiful. Oh. And every time I go back, yours is the bag I grab. Grab back.
Go for it. Almost got there.
TJ Oshie retiring after 16 seasons in the NHL. He's probably best known from his shootout performance in the 2014 Olympic Games, where he scored 4 shootout goals against Russia in a win over Russia.
What a stupid rule that was, but that was awesome that they won that game.
Like,
that game
just trot him back out.
What a moment for America.
Okay.
It didn't matter. Did they even medal? I don't think they medaled
in that
Olympics.
They did not. They came in fourth. They played in the bronze medal game and lost.
Yeah.
They did not even get a medal.
So it ended up being pretty worthless, but it felt big in the moment.
Though. He was the man.
But that's such a stupid rule that you can just go as much as you want in the shootout.
Send the same guy back out there. Like, that guy's nasty. Yeah.
So dumb.
Send him out.
Yeah, send him back out there.
Go ahead. But one-on-one.
But good player, good career, won a cup.
He did have a really good career. Yeah. He was good.
Now this looks like a top for me, so everybody just follow me, because we need a little controversy, because it feels so empty without...
Grab bag.
All right, how about this? Not one, not two, but 3 notable holdouts going on in the NFL right now. Terry McLaurin, TJ Watt, Trey Hendrickson.
You don't have Jonnu on the list. That's a big one.
I don't have Jonnu on the
list. It's a big one going on in Miami.
Obviously, as a Patriots fan, I would want Terry McLaurin the most. Yeah, those guys are good.
Who's two? Watt.
Maybe, yeah. You think Watt's still?
I mean, Hendrickson. I think the answer is TJ Watt.
Okay,
yeah,
that's fine.
But
they're both good.
I'll take any of the three or all of the three.
Yeah, seriously.
Is what I would take.
Seriously.
Again, people are
Trouble in Paradise?
People are really leaping to conclusions that because Vrabel said they could upgrade the roster, they'll go get them.
They're going to get all these guys.
I wouldn't hold my breath on any of it. You got to give up a draft pick and pay them.
Do you think
three? That's the order. McLaurin, Watt, Hendrickson.
Do any of these three play for a different team this year?
Hendrickson, I think, for sure.
Yeah, Hendrickson feels
I would almost guarantee McLaurin's back, and I would also lean Watt.
Dude, Watt's
returning.
Definitely going to be back.
That's what
They'll
I think.
Figure
too.
Something out.
But Hendrickson's probably playing somewhere else.
Or just sits out.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Like, he could also Le'Veon Bell it.
That one's super contentious.
Yeah.
He's been bitching about it. They're so cheap.
And they already paid their receivers.
Yeah.
And Burrow.
You're right. He'll either hold out or he will not play a down for the Bengals.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Listening to Jones and Keefe sure does help a lot.
It does.
Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go where everybody grabs your bag. And they always grab your bag. You want to be where you can see your troubles are all a drag. You want to go where everybody grabs your bag.
Very nicely done. Myles Garrett of the Cleveland Browns, not holding out. He has a pretty big contract, so he's pretty happy to be there.
Yeah, you thought maybe he'd want out, but then what do you know? They gave him a bunch of money, and he's like, oh, I am happy on the Browns.
So he was at practice today, and he was asked about the new quarterback in Aaron Rodgers joining the AFC North.
Oh.
I think it's a good opportunity to put him in the graveyard.
Good opportunity to put him in the
graveyard?
He's
going to murder him. He's going to murder.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, he says it's a good opportunity to put him in the graveyard.
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Myles Garrett will play Aaron Rodgers, we assume, twice this year with a chance to murder him both times.
That's my NFL there.
Finally.
Let's put some quarterbacks in graveyards.
Yeah.
I like it.
Okay.
I'm a genie in a graveyard. Baby, come on and let me out.
Well, we have bad news for the Caitlin Clark fans out there. There was some talk that she might return to action tonight for the Indiana Fever.
Earmuffs, Brian.
She's going to remain out.
Oh, man.
So she's going to miss her fifth straight game with a hammy. But it did feel like tonight was close.
Yeah.
So it could be any game now. Yeah. We could get her back.
There's a certain group of people that can't wait.
For sure.
Yeah, I would say.
Clark
fans. Yeah, yeah.
I may miss
All right, quick opportunity to workshop something. We had the Is Aaron Rodgers a Free Agent?
Yep.
And that was a staple of the grab bag because, yes, he was, in fact, a free agent for months. Months. Until very recently.
Good, long, healthy amount of time.
So we swapped that out with...
Is Aaron Rodgers in the graveyard? Should we do that?
We could do that.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers with us. Yeah. Like a Deadpool update for sickos out there. We also then brought in, has Roman Anthony been called up yet?
Yep.
We did that yesterday. The answer was no. But only for like another hour, and then he was called up. So that has been scrapped. So we need to come up with something. And so this is that was an idea by Dice.
Yeah.
So a listener had the idea about
great
Anthony.
Listener submission by Dice. One of the quicker bits in radio history.
Correct.
Quickest in the history of this show. But
June 9th, 2025 to June 9th, 2025.
Or you're saying we're taking submissions? We're open to...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
We're open to whatever you got.
So you can tweet at us, at Jones and Keefe. You can email me, keefe@wei.com, or you can also send these grab bags.
Hmm.
And if you have an idea, something that you would want a daily kind of update on,
mm-hmm,
with a yes-no answer, there's an opening. Is what I'm saying. There's an opening here in the grab bag.
This is a grab bag job posting, basically, is what this is.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes. Okay. Good. There's an opportunity for someone out there to really strike. Right. Dork Podcast. We recorded two of them last night. So one is available. They're both available on YouTube. One currently on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. We did The Accountant 2 and Predator : Killer of Killers.
Which the text line was
people
backing you up
one, right?
On. We got a bunch of texts.
It was excellent.
That you were right about
that.
It
was
that,
very good. And then we also reviewed Tires Season 2. That'll be available 10 o'clock tonight on the podcast.
Oh, nice.
Very
I still got to rip the first season.
Yes,
we are getting, we're getting submissions. You want some of these submissions for the one-offs?
Does Dolly Parton sleep on her back? In the words of Will Middlebrooks.
Is that just the daily one?
Yeah.
Has Alex Cora been fired yet?
Okay. We could do that.
That's aggressive.
That is real mean-spirited.
But it's a good question.
I don't hate it.
How about this one?
Yeah.
Did Jalen Polk make a catch?
Good one.
Does Dolly Parton sleep on her back?
Yeah.
Well, the answer is obviously no.
Both?
Yeah.
Both are good.
Yeah.
I like this. We'll continue to workshop. I'll check the inbox
later.
This is what
we're looking for. Yeah.
Those are good, though. Good.
And I would just like to start a cheer. Let's go.
Grab bag.
Let's go.
Grab bag.
Let's go.
Grab bag.
All right, what do you say we take a look at the top baseball performer from yesterday's games?
I'd say, why don't you take a look at it?
I got it right here.
Relay him over is what I'd say.
I got it right here.
Okay. I heard some keys tapping away over
here. I have a lot of good submissions here. Okay. I might even give you more than five. There's so many good ones.
Good.
Was it Josh Naylor? 3-for-5, 1 home run, 5 RBI.
I know, barely even. Right? Yeah.
Hardly know. Alejandro Kirk, who is breathing down Carlos Narvaez's neck.
Some people say backup catcher. Should be an all-star game reserve.
4-for-5 with a dong, 2 RBI.
Oh.
Was it Jake Fraley? 3-for-4, home run, 2 RBI, 2 runs, and a steal.
Oh, I like that.
Was it Yusei Kikuchi? 7 1/3 scoreless, 5 punch outs. Or former Red Sox Chris Sale,
I saw
7 innings, 1 earned run, 11 strikeouts and a win. He's now 4-4 in the year.
Yeah, you probably got to go Sale. 11 punchouts. I'll go there. I wanted to go with Alejandro Kirk just to throw that in the Narvaez people's face. I guess you. But yeah, I'll go with Chris Sale.
Me?
You're the only anti-Narvaez person.
Well, I'm
we're all pro-Narvaez.
I'm putting him in the All-Star game.
It's a pro-Narvaez
show.
He should
be an All-Star.
Do you think Chris Sale – well, speaking of All-Stars, Chris Sale kind of had a shaky start, didn't he? But he's bounced back.
He did. I think he had a bad April, and then since then he's been lights out.
Yeah. He's 4-4 with a 2.79 ERA, and he's third in the majors in strikeouts.
Yeah, I'd say he's having a good year.
He's an All-Star.
Now, he also won't be out there when it matters in the postseason.
Oh, God,
can't rely on the guy whatsoever
or
when it matters.
Game when they need him.
Yeah, not either. But,
could he win another Cy Young, though?
But, you know, I mean, April to, like, mid-August, he's pretty reliable, yeah.
What are the NL Cy Young odds, though? You think he's got a chance?
Well, you got your Paul Skeens.
Oh, yeah. Skeens doesn't win any games.
No.
He'll win two games and win Cy Young.
He might.
He lives in no decision land.
That's true. All right. NL Cy Young odds updated yesterday.
Wait. So,
I have the top.
Zach Wheeler's up there, right?
Zach Wheeler is third.
Okay. Skeens?
Skeens won. Skeens is minus money to win the Cy Young.
And they don't win.
No, he's like, does he have one win?
Or I think he has two.
Okay.
Okay. Is Sale in it?
Sale's fifth right now.
Okay, so I need two more.
Yep.
I don't know. Who
okay,
else?
Good guess.
Yeah.
Yamamoto.
Oh,
off
right.
to a good start with the
right,
Dodgers.
Sure.
He's second. And Logan Webb.
I wouldn't have got that.
He could be Hoss of the Week. Logan Webb, big guy, right?
Oh, yeah.
He's a big dude.
Yeah. He's real.
Skeens has four wins this year, and I don't know how.
Skeens could be Hoss
of the Week. Only one nothing wins.
Nice.
That's true. Yeah, he's had a bunch of either no decisions or losses with, like, one run allowed. It's pretty crazy. Oh, that's a good one. Are you seeing some of these suggestions?
Does Connor Wong have an RBI yet? That's not bad.
Is Korn in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame yet?
Well, that's something. Like, how long? That's somebody who's very confident in the show lasting a long time.
That's true.
Yeah.
We want some sort of payoff.
Is Belichick still the head coach at UNC?
Oh, that's also a good one.
Yeah. Ooh, how about what? I don't think I've seen this yet. Have they gotten married? Him and Hudson?
Oh, Bill and
Actually, wait. That is what this is saying. Has he married the Black Widow yet? Are they?
The lady that played pool? Remember her? She's sick.
She was great. Yeah. Billiards. We're
that little nine ball. What are you guys playing?
Yeah, has Bill gotten married yet? That's a good one. Or engaged yet? Good one.
We have a lot to choose from. Actually, these are pretty good.
Nice.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
random. Brandon Phillips,
Eduardo Nunez,
Curtis Luskanic,
baseball player of the day.
All right, we have a former Tampa Bay Ray.
Okay.
In addition,
are you sure?
Ray or Devil Ray?
Well, good one, Bill. Good one, Bill.
Great question.
Jeez. Devil Ray.
Oh.
Devil Ray.
Greg Vaughn.
That's why I paused.
Greg Vaughn.
I was like, have I given away too much? No, it's not Greg Vaughn.
Is it Ben Grieve?
It's not Ben Grieve either.
We've already had him.
I thought of him.
Aubrey Huff.
It's not Aubrey Huff.
Okay.
He also played for the Cubs, Mets, Orioles, and Blue Jays.
Cubs, Mets, Orioles, Blue Jays.
Five teams in 16 seasons.
What a career.
One-time All-Star.
Nice.
So he's not a scrub. He ain't no scrub.
No.
We don't want no scrubs.
We don't want no scrubs.
He also, a couple years after his All-Star season, he led the major leagues with 18 losses.
He's a starting pitcher. Okay, I've been waiting for the position. Okay,
yep,
good.
Right-handed pitcher.
Uh-huh.
One-time All-Star.
You didn't say Red Sox, so it's not Rolando Araujo.
It's not Rolando.
He was an All-Star.
Great question.
Was an All-Star. Good question, Bill. In the year 1996.
So with the Rays. No.
Nope. That was with the Cubbies.
Cubbies.
He broke in with the Cubs 1993. He got Rookie of the Year votes 94. His last pitch was 2008.
Wow.
Pitched on a lot of teams. 4.39 career ERA. 143-159. Over 1,500 career strikeouts. One-time All-Star. The Twitch chat.
Do they?
Yes, they have it.
Damn it.
And
don't you dare text line. They're on delay.
Is Angel Reese still shooting better than 32%? Or what is she?
Has Arcan invited, or Arcan has not texted. No.
All right, starting pitcher, right-handed pitcher.
I forget who tweeted at me, if it was Mac or Goo, but I was tweeted yesterday that we stink at this. Me and my crew of cohorts, stink at this.
Yeah.
Billy, Nick.
Yeah.
And they're not wrong. That's now rattling around in my head. I don't even have guesses.
Really?
Yeah.
Right-handed pitcher?
I'm going to be honest. It's in my head.
For the Rays and the Cubs.
I can't get past that now that we stink at this.
In the Mets.
Yeah.
He went 8-18 one year with the Cubbies, so they sent him
it's
packing.
It's not. Well.
Huh?
We may have had this guy before.
Probably.
Nah, it's not Steve Traxel. Right?
He got it.
Is it?
Have we had him?
I think we did have Steve Traxel before, didn't we?
No, we didn't.
I don't think so.
He's come up before.
Consult the grid.
We've done a lot of these.
How am I supposed to know? You guys don't even know.
Steve Traxel has come up before. Maybe he's been
a guess. Been a good guess.
Yeah.
I don't think we had Steve Traxel.
I kind of thought Steve Traxel might have been a lefty.
Steve Traxel was definitely a righty.
Okay.
I think it came up because I had mentioned about him giving up either 62 or 70.
Did he give up the McGuire big bomb?
Oh, yeah. Maybe that's how he came up. Yeah.
I don't think we've had him.
No, but he's come up.
Yeah.
Did we beat the text line? I was way late to the Twitch, but we beat the text line too.
Yeah, definitely beat you.
Okay. Steve Traxel.
It's a random baseball player.
I was thinking Tanyan Sturts, but you didn't say Yankees in there.
No.
I was thinking
from Worcester, Tanyan Sturts.
Is he?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
See that kid last night in the game from Mass?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
I wasn't really all that impressed, but good for him.
He's out there.
getting his first win.
He's out there doing it.
So that's the random ball player every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keith. Stay tuned. You got WEEI afternoon. Yeah, I got Hart. Yeah, I got Fitzy. You probably have Ted. It comes your way at 2. We got the clip du jour next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Now, Jones and Keefe
on WEEI. Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
Back here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. It's time now for our clip du jour. Jones, are you ready for that?
Oh, that sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour again?
Well, I'm glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And today, I was tardy to the show by just a few minutes because there was a big event at my daughter's kindergarten this morning.
Yes.
So I was there for that. Got to hear a great song. Got to see all the stuff.
Sick
that,
crack, yeah, bro.
No big deal. Got to see all that stuff. And so I made it here just a hair late. So much to, well, I was listening to this, sad, unfortunately. I heard all of it. And this is how you started the show today.
Are you ready for Roman Anthony's debut, Keith?
Yeah, I sure am. Really exciting day for the Red Sox. Where's Rich? He's not here yet.
Nope. Big day for the Red Sox. Big repeat performance by the Red Sox. Very predictable that they go out and lose after taking 2 out of 3 from the Yankees. Roman Anthony, now a Boston Red Sox.
6.5 hours later.
In fact, I contemplated breaking out the glitter guns today. If the Red Sox would have won, or Roman Anthony would, I don't know, had a hit, maybe a home run, I contemplated bringing out the glitter guns, but it would have been weird if I did that by myself. You don't want to fire off a glitter gun solo, Keith. That's not what
you know.
You
what I don't care for is that Keith impression right off the rip.
You didn't like that?
I was listening.
I thought it was accurate.
Didn't sound anything like me. That's not what I sound like.
I wanted people to think
close your eyes at spot.
Yeah, I wanted people to think you were here. Is what I wanted.
Is that me?
I didn't want people to say there was no Keith and then like change the station or something. I wanted them to think you were right here in person.
No. I was like Tim Robinson in the sketch with when he has the flaps and the hat.
What the hell?
Yeah, I sure am. Really exciting day for the Red Sox.
Now you say something, Rich.
Yeah, don't do the voice. Well, we got that out of the way.
Well, now we've established the Rich Keefe voice on the show. I feel like that was important.
Thanks for covering for me. I didn't know it was going to be just impressions.
Yeah, I sure am.
Just a Gallagher-esque performance.
I'll be here extra early tomorrow.
Really exciting day
for the Red Sox.
All right, that was earlier today, how we started. You'll hear the start of WEEI Afternoons coming up in just a moment. Time now for the crossover brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. If you're looking for the perfect gift for Dad, 99 Restaurant gift cards are the perfect gift. For every $25 you purchase, you'll receive a $5 bonus card for yourself. You gotta love the nines. What's up, Hart?
Another one of those days where I'm just, you know, minding my own business, driving up 24, listening to Kiefer Madness, and all of a sudden we're talking about little footprints all over the South Coast.
Yeah, little foot.
Yeah,
little Keith, foot could be out here.
Keith, now you know how Hart feels.
I know, that's true.
How do you like it when you're not here and they're mocking you? Drive-bys left and right is what's going on.
Not to bury anybody else, but Brian Ferzocco was the one who posted the photo.
That's what put us down that road. That is true.
If you're watching on Twitch or on YouTube today, during Kiefer Madness, we had pictures of Bigfoot and everything else. And then we had that photo right there, Andy. COVID Hart.
Yeah.
He looks a little bit.
Yeah. That was some bait. He put there. COVID Hart.
Littlefoot, a Dodgers fan.
It is very scary. It looks like a guy trying to hide with like a fake beard, and, like fake hair.
Bobby Valentine in the dugout.
Yeah. Just don't mind
the
me.
The Red Sox manager. They'll never get me if I wear a Dodgers visor.
Yeah, you'll never know.
I actually like that photo.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's
mockable, but also
it's a moment in time. It captures a moment in time.
I feel like it does.
It for sure does.
If I ever forget, like, you know, get dementia late in life, like, what was COVID like? I feel like if I look at that photo, it's going to reignite all the memories back for me. So memories for Roman Anthony last night and the Boston Red Sox.
Well.
Yeah.
Made his debut.
He did.
Yep.
Hit the ball hard.
Smoked it.
Mm-hmm.
Took a unique path and attempt at a ball that glad Rafaela didn't have to pull a hammy trying to run that thing down in the corner.
It wasn't his best.
Is that what they're coaching in Worcester?
Around the ball,
around like that.
But it was not only did he side saddle it, the angle even seemed weird. Like he was going to throw it into the dugout if he did field the ball.
I don't get it.
Very strange. Yep. But you know, they lose the way they tend to lose, which is Brandon Bernardino throwing the ball into the outfield and throwing it to the backstop.
Yeah, yeah.
Everywhere except where it's supposed to go.
They're a well-coached, well-drilled team is what they are.
But I don't think they are. You know how the NFL coaches like to say you have to not lose before you can win?
It's a good place to start.
Red Sox are stuck on that. Yeah. Wait, we have to not lose? Because we keep losing these games.
They're not there yet.
I actually feel bad for the offense. It scores runs now.
Yeah, I know.
Everything else just messes it up.
Terrible.
The pitching, the managing. I don't care for any of it right now. Mm. I didn't care for, you know, this. I am definitely becoming a full-time radio guy like Adam Jones and you fellas.
No, welcome aboard.
Because I've realized.
Sick brag, bro.
You know what I didn't like?
What's that now?
The pinch hitting for Marcel Meyer.
Me either. Okay. And it worked.
And that one actually worked.
But I'm like, the poor kid, he's like taking
you bring
his,
him up here and then now you're done.
But when he did it, I didn't like it either. I didn't like it at all.
And it worked out. But the other time it didn't, reading his mind, I'm like, I'm a future superstar shortstop, and this journeyman Jag is hitting for me. I know it's a matchup thing, but how about I, like, you know, if you expect me to be a great shortstop someday, just let me start the process now.
Yeah.
And then Anthony, they hit, but then he had that one bad at that one swing where it was like,
yeah, no, it wasn't great.
Yeah.
It wasn't great.
Yeah, they are not enjoyable. I was watching that. I was like, good thing this is work.
Yeah.
That's my
another good
scary heart picture.
If I ever kill people, that will be the photo that'll be on the news. Yeah. They'll be like, "I never saw it coming."
Come on,
yeah. Like I saw it coming. You see this picture?
Were there warning signs?
Absolutely.
That's true. So Ted got Vrabel yesterday.
Got Vrabel yesterday
at minicamp.
Yep, and he's down there again for a little. I guess we'll call it a TED talk. I think he's going to get a one-on-one with a player.
Oh,
maybe
nice.
The middle linebacker for the new generation. Fingers crossed.
Oh, nice.
The tease would be it's Robert Spillane. I think so. Okay. Robert Spillane, Ted Johnson. One-on-one, and we'll talk about...
Diggs is talking today, right?
Diggs is talking today. We'll go to that live, although I don't think they will have it live, so we'll obviously be talking about that. We'll be talking about Mike Vrabel. I thought Mike Vrabel had some really interesting comments today.
Agreed.
So we'll be reacting to that. I thought he kind of, you know, the Diggs, is he invested? Well, we'd like everybody to be here, so you're not that happy with his investment.
Mm-hmm.
Then the praise for Efton Chisholm. Just look to see who they throw the ball to.
And... Yeah, you hate him. I forgot about that, so you don't like him.
I don't hate him.
No, you hate
him. Paint it
down
on
him. Yeah, you hate the people that just like him.
You know, there's a field down there that has, like, Christian Gonzalez, who could be a Defensive Player of the Year candidate. You got Barmore and Milton. You got all these actual star players, and we're talking all nonstop about Efton effing Chisholm. Why? Because he's short and white, and we've had a bunch of those guys with success. Like,
well, they need receivers. Keeps right. They need
Warren's
receivers.
Going in the Team Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Good Lord. And then Kyle Williams makes a great catch, and Vrabel's like, you got to do that. Wait, what, coach? You just said the little white kid you were raving about.
Well.
It's a lot going on down there.
Busy.
And then he bitched about the bubble. Did you hear him say that? You guys know how it is inside. We barely have enough room to practice. I think he's angling for a new bubble after he gets a new building.
Oh, I like this angle. So he's mad at Kraft.
Yeah. He's like, my bubble's not big enough to practice.
This I like.
Did you hear him? We can't even have a defense, and we have to alternate between the injured players running and then the offense running a play.
I did. That was all part of the Diggs answer, I think.
Yes.
I guess I didn't read into it that much.
He wants a new bubble.
Good call.
Bubble's not big enough.
Vrabel v. Kraft coming your way on WEEI afternoons. 617-779-7937. Trouble in Paradise? Comes your way here. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 10. It's a Would You Rather Wednesday, and it doesn't roll off the tongue the same way a Tom E. Wednesday.
Okay, make it work.
One day delayed. That's tomorrow at 10 o'clock on WEEI.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.